I don't think it will happen ultimately. I do think this may be a bluff. I do think it may be a power move, if you like, from the big clubs to get the Champions League set up that they prefer. So I do think this is a power play. That doesn't make it any less disgraceful, Dwayne. Using clubs and using fans as pawns in a power move, it's reprehensible.
That was Daniel Garb on Monday when this story broke. 2 days ago when this story broke, didn't expect it to go ahead. And guess what? This thing has died as quickly as it was born, the idea of a Super League. Daniel Garb's been good enough to jump back on the line to give us the latest. Welcome to you, Garby. Thanks for jumping back on.
No, thanks for having me, Dwayne. Yeah, I'm not sure I'm quite Nostradamus because I'm not sure it was a bluff or a power play in the end. I think they were fair dinkum, which makes it even worse, but thankfully it's been shut down. Plenty to talk about, though.
Yeah, fans have won.
Exactly right. It's been refreshing, wonderful in that sense, that supporter power has won out and that the managers and the players have spoken up in such a manner that these, you know, greed merchants who own these clubs had no choice but to back down from something they seemed committed to. I mean, a lot of people thought it may have been a power play, but now they don't really have a position of power to make any sort of deal with UEFA on the Champions League, if you like. I mean, they've had to back down in such a dramatic fashion. I think UEFA can tell them this is what's happening and you're going to cop it because they have been put in their box in a, such a spectacular fashion that now, certainly in England, the people want to drive these owners out of the game and for very good reason. What they've done is disgraceful and they've just shown how out of touch with society they are, Dwayne. I mean, if you spend enough time going from a private plane to a luxury yacht and not speaking to anyone in normal society in between, this is what happens to you. You lose complete perspective on what's acceptable in the world and what your fans actually want. In their mind, what their clients want. They should never be viewed that way, but that's the way they viewed them, and it came back to bite them in spectacular fashion.
So what's the fallout going to be, Daniel?
Well, I think we'll wait and see what UEFA wants to do and what the domestic leagues want to do. Do they incur any punishment? Potentially. UEFA released a statement a moment ago that suggests that won't happen. They've congratulated the clubs on their backflip. Obviously, they smashed the clubs for the last 2 days and they've said now it's time for unity and to keep football moving forward. So it doesn't seem like there'll be any punishment from their side. Do the Premier League put out a punishment to the clubs, dock them points or fine them significantly to hit the hip pocket of the owners going into the new season? Maybe. We'll wait and see. But I think the real move now is from the fans and from people in power trying to get rid of these owners. That's going to be the next step because they've clearly shown their hand. They've shown what they're all about and it's all about money. They don't care about the fans. They don't care about the clubs. They're coming from the outside. They are imposters. I've seen them firsthand. They fly in quite often from around the world on game day in a private plane. They take a car into the stadium, go up to their private box, leave straight afterwards and have no connection with anyone in between. And that's why it's led to this. And people have had enough of it now. I mean, I don't know if Liverpool, the Fenway Sports Group, can win back the trust of their supporters despite the success they've had recently. The Glazers are hated at Manchester United. It's a similar situation at Arsenal. They've hated their owner for a long time. So that's the next move. It's difficult to do because they're such expensive clubs, of course. You need so much money to buy them. But, yeah, that's certainly going to be the main part of the discussion now is how do we get these owners out of the game?
I don't understand how you can have these teams without having billionaire owners, though.
Well, you do need billionaire owners, but you want billionaire owners that actually care about the club, that understand the culture, or have a desire to be connected. You know, the other part about this that's come to the fore is you never hear from any of them. When was the last time Arsenal heard from Stan Kroenke, their owner? Silent Stan, they call him. You never hear from John Henry, who owns Liverpool. You haven't heard a word from the Glazers in like 15 years since they've owned the club. Not a word. Roman Abramovich has never done an interview. They are never held accountable. They never want to have any sort of connection with their fan base. Daniel Levy at Tottenham, the exact same. You never see them with the press and therefore connecting with the fans through the media. It doesn't occur. So they need to find people who are willing to do that and, of course, have the money. Not easy to do, of course. There may be a push for a fan-owned system like we have in Germany, which is why the German clubs weren't a part of this. The fans are too connected to the club. They have an actual stake in the club. Maybe there's a push for that, but obviously it's a very difficult thing to execute financially.
Because it's impossible to ban any overseas ownership, isn't it?
Well, it may be the way forward, but then, you know, you're potentially, you know, cutting yourself at the knees financially, because while these owners have been reprehensible in the manner in which they've acted, they've also brought riches into the game, which have allowed clubs to buy the best players and drive the English clubs up the ladder. And the same with other teams, of course, and that makes the whole value of the league grow. So that's something you have to weigh up, of course. And that money does flow down to the other teams, it must be said. And people are okay with that. You know, the model that we've got now is not perfect. Of course, it favours the elite, but it still provides a chance for the other teams, like Leicester did 5 years ago, like West Ham are doing now, sitting in fourth, to jump up and challenge the big teams every now and again. And it allows for money to flow down. But they wanted to cut that all off. They wanted to shut it off so that there was no money flowing down. They wanted to pay them off so that the elite would never be challenged and that their finances would never be diluted. And no one was going to stand for that.
So is there a plan afoot? Is there any clubs, fan base, planning to try and get back control somehow by finding a billionaire owner that lives down the road?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but I think you're going to see pretty strong movements, you know, over the next few months and years. I think it's going to be very difficult for these owners to try and win back these supporter bases. You know, they may be sitting in their ivory towers now or on their luxury yacht saying, all right, how can we win the fans back? Let's go buy Erling Haaland, the hottest property striker in the world who plays for Borussia Dortmund, or let's go buy Kylian Mbappe who plays for Paris Saint-Germain. The fans won't buy that now. You know, these Super League clubs were crying poor. I guarantee you one of them puts in a bid for one of those players and actually signs them in the summer coming up. You know, after saying that the game needs financial restructuring because we've all lost so much money during COVID. Do me a favour. The fans won't buy that this time. And I think certainly at clubs like United and Arsenal and Liverpool, they are not going to ever give the owners another chance, I think. And they'll be trying to squeeze them out until someone else comes in who does stand up to the measure of what the fans want. But again, it's a very difficult thing to find.
Yeah, well, that's the issue, I suppose. That will, when fans are allowed back, do you think fans will boycott it? Stop going? Stop buying merchandise? Stop buying memberships?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I think if the Super League went ahead, you would have most certainly had fans who would have been boycotting, no doubt. Now they'll go and support their team. I mean, one thing that has permeated through this period is that the clubs have shown how strong they are from supporter level, player level, manager level. I mean, the way in which the Liverpool players got together and all put out a statement to a player against their club was a really strong thing to see. Pep Guardiola speaking out against Manchester City. I mean, someone asked me a moment ago on Twitter, do you still have the love for your club? I mean, if they'd gone through with the Super League, yeah, my love for Liverpool would have probably dissipated a little bit. Now, it's probably the same for all the other supporters. Your love is actually stronger because you've actually seen what your club is all about now. You've actually seen that your club is about the supporters and is about the players removing themselves from their rich lives and saying, no, this is more important than the money coming through that I might potentially benefit from. So that feels great. But I think there will definitely be demonstrations against the owners for a period of time, and so there should be.
Great to have you, Daniel, for an explanation for people outside of the bubble like me. Really appreciate what you've done for us on this program in the last couple of days.
No worries. Thanks, Dwayne.
Daniel Garb, football commentator, and you can catch Garby's podcast anytime.